This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Every month, Adam Carr from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service joins us to talk about some of the exciting events happening in the area. In normal times, these events span the city, encouraging people to get out and engage with the community. But of course, the times we're living in are anything but normal. So for the past few months, we've been focusing on virtual experiences that can help create connection at a time when so many of us are still isolated. This month is a hybrid, some digital, some in-person, but all focusing on Milwaukee. Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Happy to be with you again, Joy.
So this month's list of five different things to do in Milwaukee actually has some things you can go out to. The last couple months, we've really been focusing on things that are more virtual, more digital experiences. But now that it's summer and now that people are kind of emerging from their homes, there are places to go.
Yes, and we're not going to start there, but we will get there.
So let's start where we're going to start. This is still digital.
Absolutely. So I'm here from Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and my colleagues this week have produced three articles I think everyone in Milwaukee should read. Some of the reporters have been working on accountability reporting. The first story was written by our education reporter, Sam Woods, and many of us out here must have heard that the MPS school board voted to terminate its contracts with Milwaukee Police Department. But there is one contract that is mandated by state law specifically for a truancy abatement program that's been in effect since 1993. And because it's required by state law, it means that it might not fit in with all those other contracts. And MPS is still kind of exploring whether they can terminate it or not. The second article is by Edgar Mendez, and it's about the deep disparities in the arrests for stay-at-home violations by the Milwaukee Police Department. Another story of deep disparity of the individuals arrested between March 27th and May 12th for violating safer-at-home orders. 78% were African-American, 12% were Hispanic, and 6% were white. And then the third article, written by Princess, one of our newer reporters, it explores the Wisconsin Rental Assistance Program that after the ban prohibiting evictions ended on May 26th in Wisconsin, this program was started by the Social Development Commission. They have $6.7 million to assist residents in Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Washington counties to avoid eviction, but they have a 24,000 name backlog that they're working through. So people who need this emergency, urgent assistance are still kind of waiting to hear back after putting their names in. So these three articles, you can find them at milwaukeenns.org. That's our website. And I think, especially in this moment, as things are quickly developing, it's important that we don't just see headlines and move on, but that we really keep following stories and making sure that we're paying attention beyond just the next cycle of news.
Yeah, there's so much that's happening right now. It's hard to keep your eye on every ball that we're juggling, but luckily you are.
Well, yeah, I mean, I will say the you just mentioned is Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. My colleagues are out there doing difficult reporting and calling eight times before they get a response and that kind of thing. So I'm grateful to be part of the project.
Yeah. So this next one, it's a bit lighter. It's kind of an annual tradition at this point. The Fondy Food Market.
Absolutely. So Fondy Food Market has a over 100-year legacy in Milwaukee. It's on Fond du Lac Avenue, as the name would imply, just a little bit northwest of North Avenue, a beautiful, incredible structure there that houses every year a farmer's market. And they are back on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., then Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can go check that all out on their Facebook page. They are doing their regular farmer's market with a bunch of safety precautions. So when I went and checked it out, that's one thing I always do to make sure that if I'm going to recommend doing something to your audience or any, to make sure they're really taking seriously safety precautions, and they have a long list of their requirements. So don't go to the Fondy Food Market until you check those out. But they're, you know, they have their local food producers and farmers with vegetables, fruits, herbs, flowers, eggs, honey, plants, all the things that you'd normally expect from the Fondi Food Market. The one change is they often offer entertainment to give you a kind of some ambiance while you browse and buy. They're not encouraging people. They're actually discouraging people from clumping up and hanging out for too long. So they're not doing entertainment this year. But I do think, you know, a trip to Fondi Food Market on a Saturday morning or any day that they're open is a way really just to see community. I know it's I've been trying to get as much community as I can through screens during these last few months, but this is a chance to not just get community, but also get something good, something delicious to put in your kitchen.
Yeah. This next thing is actually a little column A, a little column B, something that you could experience while you're out in the community, but also something you could experience digitally.
Absolutely. So the protests have caused, I mean, that's what's hard about this specific segment we're doing, five things, is that what's happening in our community with the pandemic and the protests is kind of constantly evolving. We almost don't know what's going to happen from day to day. But one really beautiful manifestation of energy in our community has been some of the murals that have gone up. Really, you know, murals often will take weeks or months, sometimes even years to plan and execute. There have been murals going up on definitely a weekly basis since the protests began. And they're kind of all over the city. There's a few places where they're concentrated. So I went out personally to go see some of them yesterday and really appreciated looking at them, wearing a mask while social distancing with people. And it's something you can go out and do. There's sort of a trio on Holton, on North Avenue, Center Street, and Locust. There are great murals that have gone up. And most of them you can see just from your vehicle or just hopping out for a few minutes. There's also one that's starting on 14th and Valete Street that's spectacular. There's some on King Drive and on Keefe that are done on boards on the windows of businesses that honor kind of movement leaders past and present. There's even a big one next to City Hall that says defund the police, and they're popping up. So, you know, when you hear this, what I just suggested to you, I'm sure by the end of the July, there'll be more out there. But it is a good prompt to get out and engage in the community and also feel some of the energy that's been emanating in the city that's colorful and vibrant and spontaneous.
Yeah. This next item is related to, of course, the previous one, protests, but it's actually looking back at our history.
Absolutely. So myself and Professor Rob Smith at Marquette University, who's a scholar of the long Black freedom struggle and other things, we worked very closely together on the story of the open housing marches. And in May, we just happened to do a month-long series looking at the open housing marches. Then in June, the protests, or end of May and June, the protests began here locally. And there was this sort of ignition of people's curiosity of local protest movements from the past. We've done a weekly series Wednesdays at noon. We continued that throughout June, focusing on the Chapman Hall takeover, which is a spectacular story of resistance in Milwaukee on the UW campus led by Latino students and the Latino community, where they essentially took over the chancellor's office. So we focused on that all throughout June. You can see all of those conversations archived. July, actually, we're looking at food with a undercurrent or maybe a seasoning of gentrification on that topic throughout the month of July. So every Wednesday at noon. August, we'll be looking at voting rights. So we've kind of been inspired by both the pandemic to do these virtual learning opportunities, but now the protests, and really making sure that we see how this moment is connected to ones and the deep roots of this moment.
Yeah. So we're at the fifth of our five things. And this, to me, is maybe the most true to form for this segment.
Yeah, this event, you know, yeah, things have not been normal for a while, but this one feels like kind of a regular, it has all the hallmarks of a Milwaukee event plus its own twist. It's the True School Block Party 2020. If you don't know, True School is a phenomenal youth program that focuses on using hip hop and the elements of hip hop as sort of a vehicle for education for teenagers and young adults. They are doing at the newly renovated Marcus Center for Performing Arts their annual block party on July 25th at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they are going to be doing kind of everything they normally do. So they'll be doing graffiti art sessions. They'll be doing breakdancing. There'll be music. There's going to be a Circulate Market where you can support local makers. So this kind of feels like, yeah, like you said, Joy, an eminently Milwaukee kind of event on July 25th. True School is going to be out in a nice open air, breezy area. So, you know, we've had these mega festivals that we see down by the lake get canceled. There have been kind of some block parties and other things popping up here and there, and True School will be doing one at the end of July.
All righty. Well, I look forward to see what we're talking about in August as well. But Adam Carr, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Lake Effect.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Joy.
Adam Carr is the Deputy Editor for Community Engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You can find our previous conversations with the Neighborhood News Service at wuwm.com.